One of the most tightly contested races in the country, the governor's race in Georgia, remains undecided. GPB's Ross Terrell reports from election night in Athens.
Republican candidate for Governor Brian Kemp all but acknowledged the victory in the state gubernatorial race. At one point, the Secretary of State owned an 8-point margin, but that closed to about 2% as more votes came in. Speaking at nearly 3 a.m. Wednesday morning, Kemp told his supporters a victory would soon be theirs.
There are votes left to count, but we have a very strong lead. And folks, make no mistake, the math is on our side to win this election.
Numbers show Kemp with just under 51% of the vote. Kemp's opponent, Democrat Stacey Abrams, did not back down by night's end and sounded ready for a runoff. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Athens.
Meanwhile, in Atlanta, GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the pathway Democratic candidate Stacey Abrams believes will lead to a runoff.
At the end of election night, Abrams was down more than 100,000 votes but did not concede. Her campaign says tens of thousands of absentee ballots, provisional ballots, and votes to be counted will put them within the margin for a runoff. For Abrams, that could mean four more weeks of campaigning.
If I wasn't your first choice, or if you made no choice at all, you're going to have a chance to do a do-over.
Two U.S. House seats and the Secretary of State's race all appear too close to call. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in downtown Atlanta.